Okay, good evening. We are on page 143. We're in the middle of the halachot that pertain to Psuke de Zimra. It's mamish black and white in the Shulchan Aruch. Definitely worthwhile reminding ourselves of such a halacha. Says the Shulchan Aruch, page 143, Simen Nun Aleph, Ein Umrim Hazmirot Bimirutze, Kim Benachat. When you recite Psukei Dezimra, you shouldn't run through it. You shouldn't, you know, pretend like you're trying to catch a bus. It says Mishapura Bimrutzeh, Shaloi Daleg Shum Teva. You can't skip a word. V'lo Yivlam. You shouldn't swallow your words. Ella Yotzi Mipiv Ki'ilu Monemot. One, two, you're counting your money, right? Just like you count your money, you would never, you know, want to get your dollar bills mixed up. Or your loonies and toonies confused. So too. That's the same way you'd have to say Psukei Dezimra. Wow. Now, this is interesting. What's the reason for such a hakpada? This is a very, you know, it's a counting your money, right? We count their money. Although today, they can, everything, they can't bills, they can count them, like, in a fraction of a second.
The drug dealers have that.
Those machines, okay? Yeah, the banks.
Know, yeah.
You don't need to go to a drug. Today, they count bills super quickly, right? They can do, right? So you got to be careful. This is, as you say, you're counting your money, so they can count thousands of dollars in seconds, you know? So, okay, whatever. I think that was before the machine days. But this to me is a fascinating idea. What's the reason for this? This comes on the Beit Yosef and says, he quotes the Orchot Chaim, verse 15, the name of this Reb Natan, says, Otam b'nei adam sh'romim p'sukim z'am rutzeh, lo yu'ut avdin. They're not behaving properly. Listen to this. Sh'mekatzrin shivcho sh'mako, b'shul she'lat tzarkan. They are truncating, they're cutting short the praise of God, instead of and replacing their requests. Meaning, Psukei Dezimra quickly is praising God. You do that quickly. But when it comes to Rafeinu and Slach Lanu and Barech Aleinu, that you say slowly, Shema Kolenu. So when it comes to the Shevach of Hashem, that you skip and you say quickly. When it comes to asking for things, that you take your time and you shuffle. Right? So he says that's the reason why. It's just inappropriate. Two, plays a greater emphasis. Yesh Moshe Shit Ratzebekach, right? Is this what God would really want? To put your needs, you elongate and you focus on, but the Shevach of Hashem, you truncate, can you make it short? Okay, very powerful statement by the Beit Yosef. All right, we'll end there for tonight.